Go local or go home. It's the Sunday Night Shakedown. Rochester's local music show on 98.9 The Buzz.
The Sunday Night Shakedown, we play Rochester rock and roll every Sunday night from 8 o'clock to 11, but we're also tracking the progression of Clearly From Negligence. What do you say, fellas?
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Glad to have you guys back here. The last time I saw you guys, you were playing a show at the Record Archive.
Yeah, we were. It was our CD release party.
And you had a lot of extra people on stage, though.
At the Archive.
I think you had like a saxophone player and stuff. And
this is him.
You're
one and the same.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're here with him.
So what's new since we last saw you guys?
Actually, I wasn't a member, really, last time they were here.
But what was the initiation?
Well, Matt Maloney went to college, and so I replaced him.
But, I mean, did they haze you before you got into the band?
Huge initiation, like old school.
His name is Danny, by the way.
Yeah, I'm Danny.
So, music, how's everything coming together? You guys writing some new songs?
We haven't really integrated any new material into our set yet, but we've kind of, I mean, we just had a huge practice where we really tightened everything up. It was nice. We got into sync, like playing everything, and like it really sounds, we sound really fresh and really tight.
Do you try to tighten things up, or is it just happening because you guys are playing together more?
We actually, this time, we like had a focus on tightening everything up.
It was a focus session.
It was nice.
It was definitely a good focus.
Do you think it gets easier as you guys get more and more used to each other?
It's nice. I mean, we're at the point where we've been together about three years, so things come together a lot easier. I mean, it's not, the nuts and bolts are there usually.
Well, what do you think are the rough spots? What do you guys really have to work at the most?
Well, we're always trying to add just sometimes a stop in the middle of the song. Like just little, just tiny characteristics you can throw into a song.
Little breaks and syncopation.
Yeah, breaks and, yeah, to make things interesting for a live show.
How do you guys know when the song's done?
Usually when you walk out of a session or you finish a song and you go, yeah, that was amazing. And like I know this past like rehearsal we had, we played Gravity, and we rocked out at the end of it. It's a John Mayer song we cover usually. And that was the coolest I've ever felt after playing that song.
But you guys aren't doing a lot of covers, are you?
We're doing a few. I mean, we select covers.
Well, I'll be honest, because when I saw you guys at the Archive, the best songs you did were the songs you did that were your own.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely like those a lot.
So are we working on a new record, you think, or we're still just sort of just feeling around?
Well, we did just put our stuff on iTunes.
And how's that doing?
Pretty well, I think.
Yeah, it's doing really pop. I have not expected the actual jump in sales that we've had. I mean, like songs are shifting around all the time because people are purchasing them, and it's fun to see like what people like. Like they like different songs than we would necessarily think would be popular.
Well, I tell everybody, you know, there's literally hundreds of dollars to be made in this business,
and even more to lose.
Yeah. My own pockets are lined. Right.
Clearly From Negligence in the studio on the Sunday Night Shakedown. I'm going to play a new song here. It's called Starcross. You guys ready to go?
Yeah. Yep.
Clearly From Negligence live, baby, on the Sunday Night Shakedown.
Doctor, help me please, I'm losing control of my memories. They're floods of who I used to be, but that's the past, oh can you see? When the dark has worn away and dawn is here to stay, she'll still be waiting for a sign. Forever such a very long time. We're star-crossed, won't you get into my arms, love? Won't you get into my charm, love? Won't you chime in this song, love? I was spaced out, won't you help me try to get out? Won't you help me try to get down from the pedestal to the ground now? Have pain that the eye can't see. It's carved into your memory, but I've traversed your mind before. Can tell you've been knocked down and got up for more. I need you, you're so strong. I need you to be there when I'm wrong, and I need you to love me through it all. Need a rock to lean on when I fall. Oh yeah, we're star-crossed. Won't you get into my arms, love? Won't you give into my charm, love? Won't you chime in this song, love? I was spaced out. Won't you help me try to get out? Won't you help me try to get down from the pedestal to the ground now? sometimes we all have to find someone to be there for us, and now I've found mine. But I know you're scared, so I'll show my love in every verse and every line. Oh yeah, we're star-crossed. Won't you get into my arms, love? Won't you give in to my charm, love? Oh yeah, we're star-crossed. Get into my arms, love. Give in to my charm, love. Chime in this song, love, love, love. Spit it out. Help me try to get out. Help me try to get down from the pedestal to the ground. Star-crossed, and won't you get into my arms, love? And won't you give in to my charm, love? And won't you chime in this song, love? Spaced out, and won't you help me try to get out? And won't you help me try to get down from the pedestal to the ground? The ground now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very
live
nice.
On Sunday Night Shakedown, clearly from Negligence. That was fantastic, guys.
Thank you.
Now, you got the
thank
girls,
you very much.
You got the girls coming and going. You're playing in the band, and you're also playing baseball, too, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm really embarrassingly dressed right now. We had an off-season baseball workout at an indoor facility, I look ridiculous right now.
I was wondering if you just forgot to change out of your Halloween costume or something.
Oh, yeah. I went as a high school baseball player.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
No, but seriously, what is any self-respecting rock and roller doing playing organized sports?
Well, you know...
Well, being in a band is an organized sport, I think.
Exactly. You got to have the best of both worlds. You got to be a musician.
Strikes and gutters, winners and losers.
Yeah. Be a musician and an athlete, and you get the best of both worlds, and you make sure that your educational experience is well-rounded that way.
Thanks,
yeah,
Dad.
Exactly.
So we're talking baseball, we're talking rock and roll. Let's talk math for a minute, guys.
Oh, man.
A lot of bands don't like to analyze their song too much. They want to say, hey, we play rock and roll, we play music. Well, of course, that's true, but what are the ingredients, percentage-wise, that go into your band? Now, you're rock and roll, you're 100% rock and roll, but what are some of the percentage influences that come into the band? Blues or jazz or folk or country?
I write, like, the material, but then it's kind of interesting, because, I mean, I write what I consider to be mostly pop songs, but my influences are not really totally pop.
Right, like, here's another way of looking at it. If I were to go look at your record collection, what's a record or a CD that I would be surprised to see in there? And don't say Prince.
I like Prince.
Prince is
Purple
great.
Rain,
that's one of the best albums ever, Purple Rain.
I'm not saying, I'm just... What's the record I'd be surprised to see in there? Like Elvis' Greatest Hits or something? Or?
Charlie Parr. He's a blues guitarist from Minnesota, and
yeah.
I love him to death. I love Charlie Parr.
Junior Wells and Magic Sam and all those cats. Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus at the Kenmore, great song.
Yeah.
I'll look it up tonight when I get home.
It's good stuff, good blues.
So guys, tell me about this contest we're entering, this Battle of the Bands. This is a national thing? What's it all about?
Yeah, this is a big deal for us. I mean, we're really excited about this because it seems like it could be a huge opportunity. It's a national contest with 10 bands in 4 regions of the country.
Yeah, so okay. It's about like 50 bands that made it in the country. Like, so.
Now, have they started doing the elimination yet, or is it just getting started?
They had the first round of elimination.
And you guys made the cut, obviously.
Yeah, we made the first round. This is our second year in the contest. And last year, you had to be voted first or second. And last year, we were third. So this year, we'd really like to get... In that first or second.
And what happens when you win?
Then we go to California.
We get to go to California and do some stuff. So we're really hoping to get votes to get us in those top two this year.
You go to California and do stuff.
At the NAMM Festival. The NAMM Festival.
There's a lot of stuff you can do in California.
Well, hey, stuff in California is better than stuff in New York.
No,
man.
It isn't. They voted down the marijuana law.
That's true. Prop 19 or whatever
They act all free and liberal, then they get all stodgy on us.
Yeah, what's up with that?
No gays, no weed.
Bunch of teases is what they are.
All of a sudden, Rochester's an open city. So you guys, have a live show here November 26th at Watership Music Hall. Who else is playing with you guys?
We're opening for Joy Wave, right?
Yeah, Joy Wave as well as Bedrock. It's going to be fun.
Be a lot of fun. And what's the website for you guys?
So if you want to vote for us for the School Jam USA competition, we'd really love your support. You can go to cfntheband.com. There's a link right there on the page if you scroll down a little bit.
When is the winner going to be decided?
Well, voting goes on for about 3 more weeks, and then there'll
December 1.
Yeah, I think December 1st. And you can vote daily.
December 1.
Vote often. So, but as far as Woody and I are concerned, the other bands don't stand a chance. You guys are going to win.
Thank you very much, sirs, Messrs. Woody and DeBlaze.
Again, the website?
CFNTheBand.com.
And here's another Clearly From Negligence tune live here on the Sunday Night Shakedown. The First Step on the Buzz. Hit it, boys.
All right. 1, 2, 3. Here we go. To make you feel the love I'm feeling now. There's no way I can make you seem it different from the way you seem it now. I just wish that I could be something more than just your friend. So I gotta ask you, darling, have you got any plans? Oh, we could go out tonight and dance the night away. And then later with your head on my shoulders, we can say the things that only lovers say. You know your face so pretty, lighted by the moon. And there's nowhere I'd rather be than lying there right next to you. A process, and I know I'm ready to take the first step. And I know that love's a promise that between two it needs to be kept. Please reassure me that my aim is not in vain. Please tell me that you'll be the gold to my rainbow, the ether cut to my love odyssey. We could go out tonight and dance the night away. Then later when you head shoulders, we can say the things that only lovers say. You know your face so pretty, lighted by the moon. And there's nowhere I'd rather be than lying there right next to you. Mark, take it away. That only lovers say. You know your face so pretty, lighted by the moon. And there's nowhere I'd rather be than lying there right next to you all. We could go out tonight and dance the night away. And then later with your head on my shoulders, we could say the things that only lovers say. You know your face so pretty, lighted by the moon. There's nowhere I'd rather be than lying there right next to you. Whoa. Lying there right next to you. Whoa. Lying there right next to you. Whoa. Lying there right next to you.
Sunday Night Shakedown on 98.9 The Buzz.